To discuss this controversial change, let's speak now to geopolitical analyst Ryan Dawson. Ryan, why are we seeing such an impassioned display from people over this change to the Constitution? After all, nearly every country in the world has such policies, don't they?
Well, if Japan wants to change its constitution, it can the legal way if they want to make an amendment to the Constitution. But what Shinzo Abe is doing is just making a cabinet resolution to reinterpret the Constitution. And that is not the legal way to amend the Constitution. In Japan, it's Article 9 is a very special article that keeps them in defense and prevents them from going into their militaristic escapades as they did prior to World War II and during World War II. And it specifically states in the Constitution in Article 96 that if they want to amend it, they have to have two-thirds majority from both houses, and then it will become a referendum for the people. What Abe has done has circumvented all of that and declared that his resolution can just reinterpret the Constitution. And that's a very dangerous power. Even if you agree with what he's doing, the process by which he's doing it is completely illegal.
Is there any significance to the timing of the change, and what does Japan then stand to gain from it?
I don't think he really has Japan's national interests in mind. I think he has certain economic interests in mind.
Right.
Shinzo Abe has been a bootlicker for the military-industrial complex. He raised taxes, consumption taxes in Japan up to 8%. That's going to go to 10% in October under the pretext of helping the elderly pay for pensions. But he's turned around and spent tens of billions of dollars on U.S. armaments on the defunct F-22s and F-35s, which has caused a lot of tensions between Tokyo and Okinawa. A bit of regional scapegoating going on internally in Japan as well.
You know, we've been getting reaction all day on this story, and one of the things we seem to be hearing repeatedly is people warning that this move could escalate the military situation in the region. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Well, the LDP and Abe are saying that they have conditionally reinterpreted the Article 9 and said that they're not really going to have collective defense. That is, they're not going to jump into the offense if another nation, say Vietnam or the Philippines, or somebody had an island dispute with, say, China. They're trying to say that Japan would not be involved.
But that's disingenuous, because leading up to this resolution, that's all they were talking about, is how to get a pretext to go on the offense, to thumb their nose at China.
Yeah, what we're also hearing the word a lot is China, because, of course, the country is now almost completely surrounded by the U.S. and its allies. How will that country be feeling now?
Well, I think they will have a very predictable reaction. China has been encircled by the U.S., and people have to remember that both South Korea and Japan have massive U.S. bases on there. How would Japan feel, or how would South Korea feel if the tables were turned, or how would the U.S. feel if China had bases in Mexico or Cuba? So, of course, the pressure is going to be on China, and Xi Jinping will be able to use this to bolster his own base for their own right-wing purposes. It serves nobody any good in Japan or China.
Geopolitical analyst Ryan Dawson, we appreciate your time today. Thank you.